Now, you may remember a while ago that at the doctor's, when you went in there, you may have been handed a form, or there may have been a form there for you to pick up and have a read and then fill in and return, to opt out of having all your data sold off to a private company via care.data. I was one of those people that opted out of the scheme because I don't want my personal medical details being sold off to anyone, private or otherwise. From theconversation.com, care.data has been scrapped, but your health data could still be shared. Following a review by Dame Fiona Caldicott, the UK government decided to pull the plug on care.data, a controversial NHS initiative to store all patient data on a single database. This may seem like a victory for data privacy advocates, but NHS data sharing initiatives are still being planned, and the goalposts are being moved on patient consent. A lot of NHS-related news was released on the day the Chilcot report was published, presumably in the hope that it would be buried, alongside a crucial statement from Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt about the junior doctors' contracts. There were the two related items of the Caldicott report on medical data and consent, and a statement by Minister for Life Sciences George Freeman, which announced the end of care.data. Care.data was an initiative that aimed to add patients' records from GP surgeries with existing data already collected by the NHS Data Centre, HSCIC. The resulting single database could then be used for medical research, NHS planning, and maybe even commercial exploitation. The 2012 Health and Social Care Act ensured that any data shared would be legal, even in the absence of patient consent. In April 2013, Hunt promised that patients would be allowed to opt out of their GP data going to HSCIC, and any of their data leaving HSCIC. These options were communicated to the public in a doormat leaflet. But GPs raised concerns about the clarity of the information in the leaflet. They also raised concerns about patient confidentiality. To add to the anti-care.data sentiment, stories of earlier dubious NHS data sharing deals began to emerge. These issues and others ensured ongoing postponements of the launch of care.data. Type 1 opt-outs came into effect. Not that it mattered, as the care.data upload of GP data to HSCIC never happened. About 700,000 patients chose the Type 2 opt-out, but even though the opt-out was applicable immediately, it was disregarded by HSCIC until April 2016. Caldicott was asked to review NHS data handling, including consent and opt-outs of care.data. Caldicott's much-delayed report said that the government should consider the future of the care.data programme, but it didn't go as far as to say it should be axed. So how and why did the report lead to the care.data programme being scrapped? The answer lies in the recommendations made by Caldicott on opt-outs. They backpedalled significantly on the concessions made by Hunt in 2013. The easiest way for the government to recant Hunt's concessions is to withdraw the care.data programme they're associated with and start with a clean slate. So, to be fair, the report strongly recommends an extended public consultation, so the new model isn't a done deal yet. In Caldicott's new proposals, medical records from GP surgeries can be sent to HSCIC without patient's consent. The report argues that HSCIC is a safe haven for all medical data. Significant limitations on Type 2 objections have also been proposed. For legally mandatory data collection for HSCIC, such as hospital episode statistics, the data on treatment in NHS hospitals, the opt-outs won't apply. Also, opt-outs won't apply to any anonymised data passed on to HSCIC's customers, such as NHS divisions and research organisations. The new Caldecott consent model explicitly excludes the use of medical data for marketing and insurance purposes. But companies that do data analysis for the NHS are viewed as inside the tent of a partially privatised NHS and will not need patient consent to receive data. The man who officially pulled the plug on Care.Data, George Freeman, makes it clear that despite the end of Care.Data, medical data sharing is still firmly on the table, stating that, quote, "The government and the healthcare system remain absolutely committed to realising the benefits of sharing information," end quote. This also shows in the NHS's plans for Care.Data successors, one of which appears to be a single GP dataset, basically Care.Data without the opt-outs. Caldecott and the government are taking a new negotiation position with GPs and patients on data sharing, in which the usefulness of the data takes the upper hand. The mechanism proposed for consent consists of providing information and then granting patients a few limited opt-outs. As this does not sit well with the new European Data Protection Law's idea of consent, a clear affirmative action, we should expect further developments both in the public debate and on the legal side. So, whichever way you go, your data is going to be sold off to private companies who can use it in any way they like. And you won't have a say in it, because there won't be any opt-out options. Your data is on its way out into the big wide world, and there's nothing you can do about it.